Investigation versus Medium Debate. Starting Sundays, mostly tough, right after hours, darkness on the edge of town. Mondays, haunting existence review. And Tuesday nights, night watch. Make sure you check in on Mystic Review at night to get your paranormal fix.
Must be where my eyes go when they die. American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, John Zaffis, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Nalbarski, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChance, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Well, I don't know if your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie, are quite the right way to put it this week. Because it's more like your hosts, Doug and Amber.
Yeah.
Because we did. We lost Bonnie to a headache. And Bonnie, oh, if you hear this in the archive, I feel for you, Bonnie. Oh, man, I do wish you the best. So I hope she's locked herself away in a dark room, has damp cloth across her eyes, and has totally taken every painkiller known to man. Because, wow. And then Scott, of course, is monitoring the chat room, actually. So he's in our live chat room. If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com and click on live chat over in the left somewhere, he's in there. You can yell at him, do whatever you want. You can even yell at him for the way I'm running the boards tonight, which is incredibly badly. He's got a lot of fixing up to do. I have to thank Patricia Armstrong, our last guest. She was just absolutely fantastic. But this is what we started the show out talking about, right? And, you know, the first full hour. And I've been absolutely itching to get Nancy Miller-Ogren back on the show. So, of course, she's waiting patiently in the wings for me to read this and bring her on. Nancy Miller-Ogren has combined her various interests and created, through both Pathways and Moonwise, opportunities for people to create the life they were meant to live. For the last 30 years, Nancy has been working with people through private consultations, workshops, and radio appearances, helping people to achieve more confidence and passion in their lives. Her website is, of course, www.nancymillerogren.com. That's NancyMillerOgren.com. That is, of course, linked up at ghostlytalk.com. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Nancy.
Thank you so much. It's been a while.
It's been, I think, 2003 or something. So we're talking like four years. Which is insane.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
I know. I hope I don't have to hold my breath between this one and
the next time. Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't even know where the time goes. I mean, how do you turn around and it's been 4 years? I mean, that's totally wild. I don't even believe it. But you know, I know your astrology stuff, right? I mean, this is something that you love, and I do too. And I started out the show reading my horoscope to people, right? And analyzing it. I mean, I would read, I didn't pull off of your site or anything. I pulled off the popular website that everybody goes and gets, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just the one that comes up in everybody's links and things. And so I read that, and, I attributed it to the author, of course. Well, what happens is some of it applies, definitely, and some of it, you know, I just don't understand or it doesn't apply to me. And that's what usually happens with it. And I just wanted to know, since I've got you on the phone, I'm so excited, because I just want to know, how can it when you're looking at something that's printed in the newspaper, for example, or printed on a website or something, and you know, I mean, I know in the back of my head that it could apply or it may not apply because there's so many other Pisces and there's so many other this, but how come sometimes it really nails it and sometimes it doesn't? What's up with that? Or I mean, I just don't get it.
Sure. Well, part of it is that what an astrologer would be right to call them for, say, right now. What we're going on for Pisces is that Neptune and Chiron are in the sign of Pisces right now. So lots about what you're healing, what new things you might be accessing, how you're looking toward the future, things like that. Just looking at a Pisces from those two planets. Then the next layer is if we knew where your moon was in your chart and what your rising sign is in your chart. Oh. So we would run a chart. We then add those two pieces to make it a bit more defined for you.
Okay, so, you know, so it's like this
do
is
you
a...
know where your moon is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I think I get the gist. The gist is if you've got you know you really are writing then to 1/12 of the population approximately, give or take.
Right,
you know.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
But then the more you know about that person, the more information you can add, and the more fine tuned
right.
you can get. Okay.
Right.
So it really is for 1/12 of the population. So probably 1/12 of the time you're going to hit it right on, and
right.
and then sometimes it won't be really meaningful to them because you just didn't have enough information about that person.
That's right, and immediately if you even knew, now again, as I said to you before we went on the air, I'm not at home, but I would have my computer up, and if I was at home, and I would immediately take your date, your time, and your place of birth. And I would enter that and have that, you know, like you say, you can get on the computer. Those, you add those two things immediately. You add where your moon is and where your rising is, what that first house cusp is. It's also called, it's called the rising or the ascendant, either one. It's the same thing. There you have two more pieces. Right there you have two more pieces. Now, another thing you layer, and this is really what astrology is, are the layers of information we can add. For instance, late last night, we had an Aries new moon.
Okay.
So because we had an Aries new moon late last night, it is also very much still in effect today. So we also are accessing the energies of an Aries new moon, so there's fire. We've got a lot of fire in the energies around us. So maybe water sign normally would be a little more passive. I would look at the chart for the new moon, not your chart, but the chart for the moon, and immediately look at, is anything affecting anything in Pisces? Are any of the planets aligned with any of the other planets that be in Pisces? And just the new moon and Aries, because it's the first new moon of the year, you should be looking at or getting ready for a new opportunity that may be coming to you. Look at this week. Look at tonight. You're having to take front and center position.
It's definitely a new opportunity for me, yes. An opportunity
and
to mess up, I think.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have been your first choice to do this, probably.
Definitely not. But I do know that I had to do it eventually. I had to learn this.
Yes,
you
did.
I really do have to get good at this because, I mean, right now the way it goes, the way the show is, I mean, this is our 7th year of broadcasting, and I've really relied heavily on Scott, you know, my co-host, to run the board, to get everything done, get everything lined up, and. Eventually, he's going to want to probably take his lovely girlfriend Amber, who's on the microphone with us, right?
Yes.
Maybe he'll want to take her on a vacation or something, or maybe she'll insist.
Yeah.
And then, oh gosh, I can hear his blood pressure rising from the chat room.
Oh, that's funny.
the uh, Anyway, but, you know, so eventually, you know, I'm going to have to know how to do this. So I thought, well, this is a good opportunity. And I guess that's where the word totally clicks in. It's a time for opportunities, and this is a great opportunity for me to learn the board. And yes, I've made mistakes already, but it's totally worth it. When I was talking about astrology earlier and horoscopes and things like that, somebody in the chat room, even before your time, right, before your, because everyone knows our schedule, it's on our website, so they knew that you were coming on from 8 till 9, and somebody before then typed in the chat room, you know, I've got a question for Nancy, you've got to ask this question.
Okay.
And so, first of all, the person is a long, long time Ghostly Talk listener. I mean, we've been on the air, for, you know, we had our 6th anniversary or whatever last month or 2 months ago, so that means Whiplash has been around forever. And he wants to know, first I'm going to read the question exactly how it is, and then I'm going to reword it and ask it my way, okay? When approaching relationship tendencies, when delineating a person's natal chart, how do you know how to approach your reading if you do not know the person's sexual preference? I would also like to ask if she reverses the roles of Venus and Mars when reading a chart for someone who is homosexual. And the reason I ask is because I relayed this question is because I know that there's like the water sign, the earth sign, you know, there's the different tendencies to the sign or the different characteristics of the signs. And then people do talk of Mother Earth, you know, a female Earth. And so there's, you know, the masculine and feminine kind of thing in almost all things. So how do you take into that for account? Do you make assumptions or do you ask when you need to know or do you not need to know?
I have never, in all the time I've been doing this, I don't really make that distinction, because to me, like right now, and by the way, I misspoke earlier when I said I just realized that I was looking at a different line, and the planets I want to talk about with you about Pisces are Uranus and Venus, and interesting that this is the question being asked. Venus is in the last degree Pisces. So no matter for me who I'm looking at or talking to, whatever sexual preferences that they have or any of that, I see it as to the sign that Venus or Mars are in, more also for me, the seventh house of partnerships and relationships. I look at what sign for the person is in that house and planet. I feel like it's more about how the planets of the person, like I said, the planets and where they are. Like right now, again, for all of us, we're in that last degree of Venus, a 29 degree Venus Pisces. In just a few days, it will move into Aries. So whoever you are, everyone is hesitating this moment about the fact that the way they feel, they're feeling very much a heart connection, but they're getting kind of an overlay, because in just a couple of days, when Venus steps over into the first degree of Aries, something has got to be said about it. Whether you've said it before, you're going to say it now. And to me, it doesn't matter who it is you're saying it to, it's got to be said. That's how I see it. It's time to speak up. The main reason for that is because Mercury is at 6 degrees Aries, and as soon as Venus is close enough to Mercury to actually speak out, you will. Whoever you are, then something has got to be said about what's our next step. That's how I see it.
Okay. Do you know, is that what you see right now for Pisces, for people who are Pisces? Is that what you're saying right now, or are you
I'm saying, because it's the last degree. The last degree of any sign is the completion of a cycle to begin the next cycle. So wherever anyone is, really, Pisces are going to be more, again, 1/12 of the population is almost going to be irresistible to this. The rest of the population who feels, say, whether they have Venus in Pisces in their chart or just their relationship in general, that they're very much, they've been feeling for the last month, because Venus transit sign in about a little over four weeks. So we've all been feeling some very romantic, you know, Venus likes it, although it rules an earth sign. Venus likes the flow and wants things to happen through that flow. So we've had a month of Venus in Pisces, and we've all been thinking, I want there to be more to this. I want some, you know, I want more. I want this to go on. When it moves into Aries, we've got a need to see action. And again, having Mercury right on the other side, it's got to be talked about. So you know, everybody should get up Tuesday and be ready to say, you know what? I think we're ready to take the next step.
Wow. You know, the thing is, Nancy, you've pretty much just described my life. And we haven't talked in 4 years. How could you possibly know?
I wasn't listening to the first 2 hours. Like I said, I don't have my computer. I didn't even get to listen to the first 2 hours. Isn't that interesting?
This is scary.
Well, here's the other way I feel about this. I probably made this statement 4 years ago. I'll make it again. What I love about astrology is it's up there in the sky happening, whether you know it or not.
Yes, yes. And I do remember that.
It really is the main truth about astrology. No matter when people say to me, well, you know, I don't know if I believe in this, I always say, that's just fine. It doesn't really matter. It's happening anyway.
I don't know how you just did whatever it is you did, but you did make me speechless. And so I've got to give a lot of kudos to that. Do you know, I'm going to do this right now. Your website is www.nancymillerogren.com. That's NancyMillerOgren.com. And I'm saying that again because I want people to call this up on their computers and bookmark it. Because, Nancy, you just really did totally catch me off guard. Good job. I mean, that's really something. I
am so proud of myself.
You have flabbergasted me. Thank you. I didn't know it was possible. I've been around a long time, and I have been flabbergasted in the past, but this totally took me by surprise. So I have to say thank you. I can't even believe that just happened in the first few minutes. We have... I'm just going to put my notes down now. We're just going to chat, because I don't even know what we're going to talk about next. I really don't.
Well, there's the two Scorpio.
That's something that you said that is going... You said this is going to affect people. Whether they know it or not, they have absolutely...
It
doesn't matter, and just like what you just did with my Pisces thing that's happening, whether they know it or not, it's just going to absolutely happen. It's coming up in April, one in April and one in May. What is this that's going to affect us, and should I stay at home those days?
Well, I first kind of, when I was getting this year's Moonwave, and by the way, it's called Moonwave now, it was Moonwave. Back in 2003, it's called a Moonwave guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Just to tell you, when you said Moonwise, I thought, oh yeah, that was only for the first year.
Oops.
So that's okay. But when I was setting up this Moonwave guide last year, and I ran the charts, and there were two Scorpio full moons. Honestly, my heart almost stopped. Because Scorpio is such an intense sign. Scorpio is the opposite sign of Taurus. It's six signs opposite. And a full moon always happens six stations opposite where the sun is, always. And so we, on April 20th, we will have a Scorpio full moon at zero Scorpio, the sun zero Taurus, the very first degree of Scorpio in Taurus. On the 20th of April, we'll have a Scorpio full moon. Now, some of the symbols of the eighth house, which is Scorpio's house in a zodiac chart on the eighth house, we will be reclaiming and redeeming parts of ourselves, letting go of the past in some way, opening to love, all of these kind of qualities, healing those woundings that we carry from childhood. All of this are Scorpio qualities. So we have one on April 20th, and that would be the beginning. And then 2 weeks later on May 5th, we have a Taurus new moon. And that's the sun and moon in Taurus, and it's all of the energies of Taurus, all of those earthy things, and, you know, a lot of that. And I'm moving through this a little bit rapidly because what happens then on May 19th is the second Scorpio full moon at 29 degrees. And 29 degrees in any sign is the completion of a cycle. So we will complete all of the redeeming and reclaiming and releasing the past and getting ready for one of the biggest new beginnings in our life when we step into the world trusting love to support us instead of fear, instead of grief, instead of pain. We're going to embrace our own potential. So that's the next month.
That also coincides with my cell phone month minutes, which is really cool. But I was just thinking about that on my cell phone. My new minutes begin on the 20th. But so it would be from April 20th to May 19th. It's my cell phone month. But it's also a month where we are going to be doing a lot of cleaning up of old baggage, getting rid of a lot of old pain, and just really, really making some kind of decision. And then starting in late May, boom, we're there. We are.
That's right.
It's like a new beginning at that point. I mean, because we're going to start working on the rest of our lives from there and say, you know what, this old stuff is done. And, you know, based on what you just told me about just Pisces earlier, I'm beginning to think there is something to this. And, I always thought there was something to it, but I mean, I'm beginning to really start to pay attention to Nancy Miller Ogren because, wow, and Scorpio full moons, is that affecting everyone on the planet or just a 12th
everyone.
Of us? This is everyone.
No, everyone. That full moon in the sky
is that
on
powerful?
April 20th is a Scorpio full moon. And it is for everybody, except for in Vedic astrology, that's from India.
Right.
And then it's a Scorpio full moon. And full moon, Scorpio is a water sign. You know, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, the three water signs. So we're all going to be extremely affected because we also can't stop that flow of those water energies of Scorpio. And again, like I said, and by the way, Scorpio is the only sign in the zodiac that has three symbols. You know, Pisces are the fishes and Taurus the bull and Capricorn's the goat. Everybody has mostly one.
Mm-hmm.
Some have two. Scorpio has three. So we have the scorpion crawling on the ground, whipping his tail. We all know that's Scorpio.
Right.
The one that smacks us when we're least expecting it. The second one is the phoenix rising from the ashes, from the third chakra, where we have that, you know, exactly what it is. Everything collapses and you pick yourself up. The phoenix rises from the ashes and begins again. At the third symbol of Scorpio is the eagle soaring, seeing those vast vistas that we can't see unless we're up there in that level. And so wherever, again, Scorpio is in your chart, your goal next month is to be sure that you are accessing Scorpio at the highest level you possibly can manage, so that you really are taking advantage of redeeming and reclaiming and being sure that you're on your way to really new opportunities. And it doesn't mean you're going to do them all, you know, May 22nd or anything.
Right.
It means you're committed to your own possibilities. Just like you said, instead of standing back and saying, well, I'll get to it one of these days, I'll get to the next challenge one of these days, I'll take more responsibility one of these days. One of these days are coming. You know, one of those days are right around the corner. And this is when I would say by the end of May, after the second Scorpio full moon, I think everybody ought to be ready to start speaking what they're ready to embrace in their life. Do they want a different job? Do they want a different person in their life? Do they want more experience in the realm they're in? Do they want to ask for a raise? What do they want? What will make their life more resonant? And whatever that is, let's go look for it. Let's go see how we create that.
Is this sort of the two Scorpio full moons are set? If I understand this right, I don't know, because that's why you're on the phone and we're going to learn, right?
Right.
So I'm going to make a fool of myself right now for everybody's benefit.
Yippee.
Does this mean that the conditions are right for these kinds of things, or does this mean that it's if you should be, you know, getting rid of excess baggage and things like that, that you're going to have an optimal time this upcoming,
mm-hmm.
you know, April 20th through May 19th? Or does this mean that you're going to, like, because I imagine somebody could just say, you know what, forget it all, I'm going to lock myself in my room and not come out for a month, and then totally miss everything. And then would they be really missing out on an opportunity? Or
no. Now, see, I just see it the opposite. Look at all that time they'd have while they're hiding under their bed or in the closet to meditate and reflect, and by the time they came out, they'd have a whole new passion for their future.
So,
and their life.
So no matter what, it's happening to people.
Yeah, that's right. That's
they're
going right.
to have to get over it. Or they're going to have to going to have to embrace it. It's going to happen.
Yeah. They could watch Laurel and Hardy movies every day, you know, for 30 days. Still, they will have laughed themselves out of the direness that they felt they had. Everything is going to present. Everything you experienced in that month, conversation with your mother, whatever, you're going to be noticing that you've got to reframe how life goes, the parts that don't flow. If you want to not answer that call to your mother, and an hour later, and I'm using mother generically.
Right.
That person, this is where you also have boundaries, where you say, okay, I'm not ready to do that right this minute. The last talk we had was not altogether comfortable. So wait 45 minutes, call the person back with a real awareness of what you'd like to communicate, or at best, you say to that person, I hear you, I understand you're upset, let's see what we can do about that. I may not have time right now, or we may not be able to discuss this right now, but do let's plan on sitting down and addressing it. Very often that takes all the negative charge away. Very, very often, and particularly if we know in this month, people are going to be wanting to be heard about their pain, whether it has anything to do with you or not, they may be saying, I've not felt like this for a long time about. Being kind enough to say to people, I hear you and I hear you. I understand that about you. This is not an easy time for you. That's all they want. They don't want you to solve it. They just want you to hear them. And during Scorpio, people are going to be a little bit raw.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for it.
Yeah.
I am, because I've been doing this for like 3 months now. So
exactly.
I am totally ready for this month. This will be like hopefully the month that everybody gets it. I've been going through. I think it's amazing. It's going to be awesome because I've been, you know, trying to figure out what I want, trying to figure out where I'm going, trying to figure out all kinds of things, and I've been doing that for about 3 or 4 months. So
I agree with that, and that goes back to, of course, how I relate it. I go back to in February we had an Aquarius solar eclipse.
Yes.
A solar eclipse, the effects of a solar eclipse last a whole year. A lunar eclipse doesn't last quite so long. It just lasts, you know, 6-8 weeks, so a little longer than a new moon. But a solar eclipse is a new moon. That's a sun and moon. And the effect of that lasts a whole year. So we're operating out of those wonderful Aquarius energies from February. And we're moving forward.
And I'm moving into really confusing territory because this is totally beyond me how all of this could relate, and yet it does. I'm really, really amazed. How did you get in? What made you want to study this stuff? There had to be a point in your life where somebody came up to you and said, oh, here's your horoscope for today, and then you were probably like, whatever, or wow, that's really something. I mean, what was the thing that made you get into this?
Well, what's interesting is three people when I was much younger, because I started studying astrology about 30 years ago, but when I was in my early 20s, three different people handed me my chart. They'd have somebody do it for me. I didn't ask them to. I didn't know what I thought about astrology. And I threw all of them away because six planets were in the 10th house in Taurus. And I thought, what in the world is that? Why would anybody put all their planets in one house? And so I threw all of them away.
Wow.
I was doing intuitive work, really. And somebody said to me, that's what I originally started as, was an intuitive. And somebody even had me do that and said I should be out helping people. And I wasn't really thrilled about that either. I was very ambivalent about all of this metaphysical stuff. So my neighbor made me go take an astrology class 30 years ago. And the first thing that happened was the teacher passed out charts and I knew what they were all about without even knowing what astrology was. I could read the person from their chart. So then I studied astrology and loved it. I loved it. And these cycles, it's just grown. I just kept seeing and following and seeing the you know, sort of the cycles. The cycles are profound. And when something moves, when a big planet like Pluto, who just moved into Capricorn for 17 years, it's already affecting us. We're looking at old structures and how they need to be broken down, how maybe our government doesn't quite serve us well, and how that really has to change. And so it's the cycle. That's what got me, was the cycle. And they always, just like you're saying tonight, you follow the cycle and you know how you're being supported, how you're being nudged, and how you're being guided. That's how it is. That's what astrology is.
This, and You know what's interesting is that so there was a point you somebody just said, hey, you know, Nancy, you've got to go take a class because, you know, you're my neighbor and, you know, you've wowed us with this or that or you've talked about this or whatever. And you were like, you know, I guess it'll be fine.
Maybe.
And bam, that one little coincidence or one little suggestion say, you know, just totally
put me on my
And that's the kind of thing that I think should happen more often.
I do, too.
I think people should listen to their neighbors or listen to these little suggestions. You know, you're sitting around having coffee and somebody says, hey, you know, I think you'd make a good, and you fill in the blank, you know, it could be an astrologer, or it could be a car mechanic, you know, but, and then somebody should say, you know, I'm going to look into that and actually go instead of watch, you know, the next American Idol or something like that. which would be great after you're already doing what you want to be doing. talking about, you know, the new structures. Are our nations, are our governments doing what we're hoping or needing, requiring of them? Can you, because I remember back in the 70s and 80s when I was younger, a lot of press around, like, election time and things like that, a lot of press would be given to somebody would run the charts of all of the candidates. And and does that still go on? Because I think I'm a little isolated, you know, being doing this radio show once a week and going to ghost hunting conventions and things like that. I don't get to get out there and read that kind of, because that typically is sort of considered a fluff kind of piece or a human interest kind of piece. And I don't get to read that as often as I would like to. Do people still do that? Did it make sense then, and does it make sense now?
It does make sense. It's very interesting how I don't know if your listeners know about a magazine called the Mountain Astrologer magazine. I've been using that for a very long time. It's a wonderful magazine. They did last fall or maybe the January, February issue. They did do a number of charts, and it was interesting. For instance, Barack Obama, and he's a Leo, and that's a strong sign, a Leo, and the where it is in his chart. He's a Leo, and a Leo man is always very charming, most of them, but charming and inclusive, all of the qualities he has, absolutely. And by the way, Bill Clinton is also a Leo and a charmer.
Mm-hmm.
At his cycle. Hillary is struggling. Hillary is a Scorpio. And she doesn't like being called on things. And it's a little hard for her. And I think, you know, I think with these two Scorpio moons in the next month, she's going to have, it's going to be intense for her inside her own skin. This is going to be hard for her. And again, like you say, the opposite of a fluff about this is, she is going to struggle with people scrutinizing her and not taking what she says and just believing her. She doesn't like being scrutinized. And so this isn't going to be an easy month. And somebody had asked me, do you think she'll get out after the next primary? And I think that's April 22nd. And I think not. I think she won't, if it isn't a real clear decision of who the people want, I don't think she'll get out yet, particularly with, again, two Scorpio full moons. Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll get out till June because she may, but I would be very surprised if she gave up the fight until June.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to win the fight. A Scorpio doesn't like being told back off. They don't.
Well, my favorite Scorpio, well, I have two favorite Scorpios. My mother and Bonnie, our co-host.
Oh, yes.
And neither of them would be told to back off. You just can't do it. Otherwise, you get hurt. Yeah.
No. That isn't what happens. And whereas, you know, there are some signs that are easier, but he won't be told either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and McCain is also a Leo. So and he's an entirely different Leo. You're not going to get to tell him either what to do. And that's what he's always been, is the Maverick. So this is actually more interesting at this moment than it is about who's going to be who.
Right.
What's really interesting at this moment is exactly what we were talking about before, is about what about the structure that's what we're all really debating. What about our First Amendment? What about the war? What about the vets coming back? What about universal health care? All of those things, there's a reason why all of those issues are up. It's because the next person that comes along is going to have to do something about rebuilding the structures that serve the populace.
So perhaps the two... Oh, and by the way, before I go on into that thought, when I said fluff piece, you know that I personally wouldn't consider it that.
Okay. I understand, but they weren't. But in the 80s, it was a fluff piece.
In the 80s, it indeed was, and that was the kind of piece, though, that I was always scrutinizing the newspapers for. It's the kind of thing that I would definitely pick up on. Because remember, the 80s was the birth of cable, and we didn't have 800 channels to choose from with everybody constantly with cameras on.
No.
So it was all newspapers and magazines, and it was all... Is there anything in here that's interesting at all? And that's, of course, the kind of article that I would read from page one on, because it just is what I would pay attention to. But that is what they considered it in the 80s. But
a fluff piece. No. And I would do the same thing, because I would say, what can I find out that would tell me sort of in almost a code more about this person?
Right.
And then I know what to expect. And as an aside, I would like to say that it's John Edwards, for instance. John Edwards is a lovely man, and I just thought when I watched him before in 2004, I thought he's got to be a Gemini. How could he not be? He has 5 planets in Gemini. He is charming. He would help us. Whatever happens, I hope they put him in overseas somewhere, or send him as our ambassador or higher. Give him the head of the department of whatever, because he will help people like us again. That's his strong point.
And, you know, I really believe that of him, because I did get that wholesome, actual, caring kind of feeling from him just watching him on TV. So I imagine in person it's even overwhelming.
Oh, I would imagine. And I don't know that he'd go for another vice president, but he could be our goodwill ambassador. He could represent, like I said, whatever each one of other than John McCain.
Right.
But he would even be smart to use him. But the thing is using John Edwards would be so helpful to ease relations with us and half the world. It would be great. And he has the temperament to do it.
I agree. But the point I was going to make before we got off on that, because I had to stop and say that about what I, you know, that was a very poor choice of word in my case. But perhaps the two Scorpio full moons and the, Pluto going into Capricorn for 17 years and Saturn in Virgo for 2 years.
Exactly.
These things happening celestially... maybe it really is time, and coinciding with a national election here in the United States, where people are unable to start affording the gas because gas has shot up. The people are starting to lose jobs. I mean, I know there's a lot of jobs are going overseas. So there's a lot of, you know, turmoil here at home that needs to be really, really taken care of. And perhaps all of these celestial things, this may actually be a good sign for the future.
I think it is. I think it is because I think if it helps us wake up to... You know, with the truckers pulling off the road in New Jersey last week, those are the things that I would hope, and I'm from the 60s, so I don't get any reason why we can't all go out and march up the middle of whatever street, you know, up Constitution. Why didn't we? Why aren't we saying this isn't okay? And the passivity is concerning to me. And so, yes, with for instance, through, from April 20th, you know, through May 20th, we've got sun in Taurus. So we've got Saturn in Virgo. We've got Pluto in Capricorn, and we've got the Earth, the sun in Taurus. That's three Earth signs. And rather than everything coming to a halt, I think the sense of strength of conviction is what we're building here in order to say we deserve better.
Wow. And I'm not of the 60s. I mean, I was born in the 60s, but I would have been too young. So I'm more of the 70s, but I remember some of the, grassroots kinds of movements.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, though, I think that when in today's more modern age, these grassroots kinds of movements, I don't know if they really have legs. I have a feeling a lot of these grassroots movements are actually paid for by corporations or things like that. So I don't think they have legs. I don't think it was really people with real convictions in modern times. Now, back in the in the day, it was real people with real convictions and real things to say. Really upset. And I just wonder what it's going to take, and I wonder if any of this stuff is going to help, because I don't know. I think I would be, in my own interesting way, I think I would be willing to stand up for something if the right thing came along. I just don't think the right thing has come along for me. I know I stand up for the paranormal and paranormal studies, and that's just consumed me for a decade, right? But but would I stand up for politics? I don't know.
That is the sense of where we are now, is that we should feel as if we do have every right to stand equal to a different point of view. And for all of us in the metaphysics and paranormal and all of that, my life has been enriched these last 40 years, absolutely enriched by a different awareness and various other dimensions of access to the realms that mostly are shunned. And I think that doesn't allow us a complete picture of what's possible.
I agree. I think that not only have we learned a lot in the past 40 years, right? I mean, we really have.
The
computers, you can chart out. I remember back in the 70s, it would take who was Nancy Reagan's Jean Dixon?
Oh yes, yes.
It would take
Jean Dixon and also her astrologer.
Yes, and her astrologer. Anyway,
I know.
Yeah, this is
terrible. Can't remember either.
Here we are on the air talking about it. But it would take them a week to do a chart. You know, it was books and books and charts and graphs and paper and pens and pencils and lines And it would take weeks and to figure anything out. Now, with computers, you just type in a date and a time and a place,
right.
And then ding, 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 it figures it out through GPS global navigation, and boom, and there you go. You've got all these facts and figures, and you just interpret at that point. And you put all your knowledge to bear on interpreting these things. So, like, we've got almost instant access to these things, which is just unheard of. So, astrologically, we've got all kinds of great new tools. And also, there are a lot more new paranormal theories. The different subtle energies, there's so many different things paranormally going on. So what happens is I think we've learned a lot in the past 40 years, and I just don't know if we're applying it to life. In the proper or in the most meaningful way yet.
Yeah. I agree.
And
I
it's sad, I think. I think that it'll happen. I really do. And I hope that that this will start it going. Do you know what? We have 3 minutes left.
I know. I
could
go.
Here's the thing, Nancy. I didn't even take a break. We were supposed to take a break at 8:30, and I was just on the edge of my seat, and so I've cheated you out of a break. I apologize, but I couldn't. I just was really on the edge of my seat, but unfortunately I can't not end the show.
Yeah.
I do have to do that in 2 minutes. So what I want to know is what's next for you. What's on your agenda? What's on your charts?
Well, I'm really looking forward to us all. I'm working on two different books. I'm working on a book on boundaries called The Need to Know, N-O, how we can really take charge of our own lives if we would just say, no, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me. And the other is, I call it the sacred imagination. I want us all to get in touch with some of those realms.
Well, one of the things that I have, I find it hard to say no, so I have to have that book. The other one, though, the imagination one, I absolutely got that down pat. I am such an imaginative person. I can sit there and dream for days. And
I know you can.
And so I've got that one down. But the no, I have a hard time with that. And you know what? Bonnie is exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I bet she is.
She can turn around and say no. So unfortunately, I have to say yes. This is the end of the show. Nancy, can you hang on for a moment? Because I want to hold you after this and thank you properly. But I definitely want to thank you. And I want to give the website again, www.nancymillerogren.com. That's NancyMillerOgren.com. And of course, the previous guest was Tricia Armstrong. She ghost hunts with the Waynesboro Ghosts at WaynesboroGhosts.com. Absolutely fascinating. And you know what, Amber? Thank you so much.
No problem.
You were wearing two hats today. You're wearing Scott's hat, which is kind of, big. And you were wearing, I love his hat. And you were wearing Bonnie's hat as well, and I appreciate it. And you know what, Scott and Bonnie, both of you get better. And Scott, thanks for being in the chat room all night. What a show. Everybody, thank you for listening. And for this show, this has been Ghostly Talk with Doug at the helm. And
Doug Sidekick Amber.
Riding along on a bumpy ride. Nancy, I'll talk to you in 1 second. Thank you, everybody.
Sure.
Ghostly Talk! You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.